There's a lot we can learn from history. As a matter of fact, our history pretty much makes us who we are and how we live and how we act, how we think in a lot of things. But it's also very easy for us to look back and criticize history. Of course, we didn't live in those times, so we can say whatever we think because they didn't have to deal with what we deal with. And we don't have to deal with what they had to deal with in those days. So as a consequence, we find it easy frequently to just push it aside and say it's just not that important. But there is an awful lot to be learned from our history if we take the time to read it and study and think about it. Well, the history of the chosen people is pretty much our history too. It's the foundation of who we are as Catholics, as Christian people in the world today. It was from them that the Savior of the world was born. And he had invited them for over the centuries. He tried to form them into a people. He selected them, protected them, guided them, made sure they had the proper leaders at the proper times. They had prophets who would talk to them about what they needed to do, things that they needed to correct, things they needed to change, the direction of their lives that needed to be mended. They had all of that, and he kept that going throughout their history. Not always as frequent as it was at other periods of time, but nonetheless, he kept that connection with the people to try to guide them to the mission, to the task that he had in mind for them. As they wandered in the desert for 40 years, they did become kind of coalesce into a people. But what happened after that was that they kind of became more enamored and centered on who they were than on what God had in mind for them. And Isaiah said to them, in the reading we have this evening, he said to them, I want you to understand that you're more than just a servant for me. I want you to be a light to the nations. I want you to be the people to whom the world comes to know of God, so that they will come to understand salvation and glory was meant for all people. Well, we know they didn't succeed too well in this. A lot of them were very faithful, but a lot of them kind of lost their way because I guess they kind of enjoyed or they felt more comfortable being stuck as in their tradition where they were rather than embracing that mission that God wanted for them. So we look at them and we kind of say, well, gee, they should have understood that. I mean, knowing God as they did, how God was interacted with them so much, you would think that they would be a little bit more aware of that. But then I'm going to ask you to think about us. Now, since the time of Jesus, we kind of are, in a certain sense, the chosen people. Because in a very real sense, we have been chosen by God, individually by name, to be his people. Through our baptism, we were made into the family of God. But as in all things, he came to teach us. He taught us a way of life that if we followed it, we know would be pleasing to him, and that somehow we would be able to affect in the world the change and the message that he gives to us so that we could make our world a better place. But like the chosen people, we, the church, sometimes get so wrapped up in the church that we forget that we're not an isolated group of people in this world, but that Christ sent us. Just as the chosen people were called and chosen and sent, that's what he does for us. He calls us. Through our baptism, we answer that call. We become his people. He forms us. He teaches us the way of life, how to live, how to live with people, how to treat people, how to understand and forgive people, and in that way to live in a world that can be peaceful. But then he always says to us, but your job now is to bring my message to the world. So it seems like so often the church gets so wrapped up in itself that it forgets that we have a mission to the world. And our mission is to bring this Jesus Christ, his message of salvation and peace and love and goodness. We are supposed to be bringing that to our world today. Remember when they called the Second Vatican Council, Pope John the 23rd, what he said we need to do with the church, and when he called the Vatican Council, he said, what we need to do is open the windows and open the doors and let in some fresh air so that we can truly see and feel and be what God has called us to be. We, this light that Isaiah talks about, that you are to be a light to the world, that applies to us in a very particular way. Before Jesus ascended into heaven, he gathered his disciples with him on the mountainside. And he said, I want you to go into the whole world and proclaim the good news. He didn't say, I want you to get stuck in one place and think that everything is all right because, well, what we do here is pretty good, you know? But he said, just remember, there's another whole world out there that you are supposed to take my message to be that light to the world so that people begin to see there is a better way than the way of corruption and evil and deceit and all of those other things that seem to go on. So when we think we're doing a good job as Catholics, we can become very contented. You know, I go to church, I say my prayers every day, maybe I say my rosary once in a while, I try to be decent to people, and we can become very comfortable there. And too often we are. We kind of forget the fact that there's another part to this whole thing, that we are sent as messengers into the world. We're supposed to be the vehicles bringing the message of Jesus Christ to our world today. But so many times we just, well, you know, I know people will argue, want to argue with me, and I don't feel comfortable arguing religion. I get a little embarrassed if somebody says, well, why do you do that? And I can't really think of a good reason. So we just, sometimes we don't say anything, we don't do anything, we don't profess anything. We just kind of let it happen. And as a consequence, it's not always good things that happen. And he keeps saying, you know, there's reason to have hope that the world will be a better place. Because Jesus Christ came to us, lived among us, chose us, suffered and died and rose again, promises new life, and he sends us. He said, you are my people. You are my vehicles. You are my messengers to go into the world and let this message be known. People can't accept Jesus Christ if they never hear him. St. Paul talked about that. And unless somebody talks about it, who's ever going to hear? And think about that in our own lives. How many times we say, well, I didn't want to talk about that because I'm not sure I know exactly what I'm talking about. Or I don't want to offend anybody. Or basically I'm ashamed of what I believe. We don't say that, but sometimes we act like that. So on this Sunday, I think what comes to my mind is, you know, we are in much the same situation as the chosen people. God prepared them for centuries to be his people, from whom would come the Savior of the world. Some of them accepted, not all did. But we are the ones he has chosen. And he said, I give you this message. Bring this message of salvation, of peace, of brotherhood, of forgiveness, of mercy, of sharing, of doing all these things that Jesus taught us. He said, I give that message to you. We can kind of keep it privately in our homes if we choose to do that. But are we really doing what Christ said when he told his disciples before the ascension? Your job is to go into the world and tell the people the good news so that they too can embrace the salvation and the peace and the goodness that I want to bring. I'd just like for you to reflect on in your own personal life. You don't have to do it here or now because we don't have time. But when sometime, maybe in the next week or so, just ask yourself, what kind of a Catholic am I? Am I one that's content to do just these basic little things that I've been taught, and all I need to do is do this and I'm going to be saved? Or do I broaden out like Jesus asked us to do and realize that what I have is a treasure, that Christ wants me, no matter who we are, as humble as we may be, as intelligent as we may be, as uneducated as we may be, it doesn't make any difference. To each one, he gives to us what we need to bring his message to the world. It's really an honor and a privilege when we think about it. We just have to think about it and then do it.